don't matter if you lean left or right, or you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, cause we got a show for you. So come on,
all right, folks, welcome to Cody Talks, the web-only Wednesday version. We've had enough success over the last several months with the show and enough people requesting and calling in, wanting to be on the show, that we've decided to do another episode every week. So this is our first experience of cranking it up to two episodes a week. I'm pretty excited about that. Had a lot of demand for... I wouldn't say a lot. We had some demand for more shows on from our social media following, and we're really excited to have Joseph Leger. Joseph, I got the last name right there, Leger?
Yep, that is correct, Cody. Thanks right. for having me today.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm really excited about this this concept, this mile a day concept. You wrote a book called A Mile a Day. And I don't want to try and decipher it. I've read through and read all about it. Tell me why you wrote a book. First of all, let's back off actually from the subject matter of the book. I'm sure that applies into why you wrote the book as well, especially with this type of a book. But, I've written a couple of books that are still sitting on hard drives that I'm scared to publish. It's a daunting thing. Because I always have this fear that I'm going to do it and then tell everybody about it and nobody's going to like it. So give me your thought process on why you wrote a book.
Okay, well, it all started, I guess, with the website. And I'll just go in a little history about A Mile a Day first and kind of go into how it developed into a book. Originally, the title itself, I'll start there, A Mile a Day is short for a milestone a day. So that... In essence, a milestone was used by the ancient Romans when they built the roads, and they used mile markers or milestones, and a milestone was used to indicate the distance traveled or the distance that needed to be traveled to a destination, and they were used to reassure travelers that they were on the right path. So that being said, what I was able to do is construct daily milestones to reassure readers, and actually it started out as myself, that I was on the right path to success. And the reason it turned into a book is because originally when I started this journey that I'm on right now, I was writing daily quotes and pasting them and putting them on Facebook and my blog. And what happened was I never expected the response that I would get. People were liking it. And then I got a message from a young lady who had recently lost her daughter. And she was telling me that the only thing that was keeping her going and it was motivating her every day was reading my quote. And so I kind of reflected on that and asked my grandfather, who really helped me, Papa Joe Wiley, and he told me to finish it. His whole thing was to finish it. And I started, you know, constructing more and more quotes, and he was like, put it into a book because he knew books. And he said, you know, you can have this internet thing, but ultimately, if all the computers crashed or if the electricity was gone, we would still have books, and books are things that last forever. So I took that advice and I started constructing the book itself. And the reason being is because also you have that physical version with you available to take wherever you want to go, and you can always go back to certain parts in it and pass it along to other people. Where it's a little bit harder with the I have available in digital versions as well, but the difference is having that quote, having that physical copy in your hand goes well for the type of book that it is, which is motivational and positive. It's like having a digital version of the Bible and a real version of the Bible. It's something about turning those pages and how it impacts you physically when you have it in front of you. Now, it took me about 3.5 years to actually complete the book. And that being said, I wasn't able to complete it actually until 2 months after my grandfather had passed. and it was life experience and the things that I use in my life to get through the hard times, and also to realize when I'm going through a great time and why I'm going through that great time in my life. So that's pretty much the process in which I took to actually put the book together. And the inspiration behind it, of course, was definitely my grandfather, my single mom who raised me. My grandfather was blind my entire life. So that being said, being raised in an environment like that, knowing that there's nothing to really stop you from getting your goals except for your own mental attitude, just watching things that he was able to accomplish without having vision, taught me how to see.
Wow, man, absolutely. That's a very cool motivation. You know, the part with your grandfather, that having that type of person, that inspirational person, doesn't make things easier, but it makes it a lot easier. You know, you see people out there that you wish, it's like sometimes I wish I had this bucket of inspirational people, that have been in my life, and I wish I could just like sometimes take them and stick them in somebody else's life, you know, because I feel like I had it better because I had a dad and a grandpa and a mom not better because I had them, but better because of who they were. And you see people and you wish you could just give them that inspirational person like your grandpa. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And that was the basis and why I constructed the book and the website, was to give people what I had growing up. My grandfather was very influential in the St. Louis area, which is where I'm from. And growing up, there were people that always would come by the house and visit him and ask him for advice. And you really don't realize how important that is growing up, because it's something that you just see all the time. And when he passed, and I realized how many people's lives that he actually affected, and I needed to, you know, finish this. I needed to make sure that his legacy and the things, his teachings and the things that he said would live on forever, combined with my own life experiences and the reason that I'm able to accomplish the things I'm able to, just by knowing that there's nothing physically in this world that can stop me from reaching anything, and I'm living proof of it, and he was also.
Yeah, exactly. It's a crucial thing to have that influence. It's so hard, and you see younger people and kids and even up to young adults that have often thought, you know, and I like what you did. It's awesome. You kind of use this book as, you know, taking the effect of your grandpa on your life, on your motivation, on your will to succeed. And the book is absolutely not filling that hole that your grandpa did in your life, but, you know, a step in that direction. Let's talk about your website a little bit, because that part of it, it's really similar to what I did. I started a blog that I never had any intentions of people reading.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm not saying, I don't want to sound like all that's completely true. I had hopes, but I never really had any intentions that people would read it. I started it for me. I started it as a place that
exactly.
I kind of had these conversations and thoughts in my head. That I think originally my blog, if I'd have written it on paper in a private journal, would have done the same thing for me that the blog did. It was just so much cooler when I started seeing. I also have ridiculous stuff on my blog. I mean, your blog is a lot more noble, and I mean your website is a lot more noble and meaningful than mine. But I get into some stuff every once in a while. It's really cool when you start to hear people say. Even simple things like, I never really thought of it that way. You know, when that's sometimes the ultimate comment to me, when someone comes back and says, you know, I never really thought of it that way. Did you get those kind of experiences with your website when you put it up?
Oh, all the time. Like I said, I think the most influential part, that was just the beginning when the lady told me that I was helping her get through her daily life. And I would assume almost every day since then, I get positive messages and people telling me the same thing. They never really looked at life the way that I'm presenting it, and different opportunities and failures and success. They never looked at it the way that it's positioned in this book, and in very, very, very simple format, because it's just one milestone for every day. So it's not, you know, it's not a typical book that you would read and pick up and from front cover to back cover. It's something that it grows with you. As you grow, you develop more, and the book also develops as you go through it. And every day, you know, you may not, it may not have something in there today that's going to change the way you live your life, but if you give it enough time and you give it enough days, there is going to be that thing in there that will change the way you view life and change the way that you see society and success. I think it's definitely, like you said, you started your blog for you, and I think that's the way a lot of writers start originally, is they write for themselves, and then they find that other people are enjoying the thoughts that they put on paper, and then it develops from there into a following, and then the following carries over, and if the message is positive, the message is good, you know, it will continue to grow and manifest on its own.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that concept too, or that that life philosophy that you're talking about. I think that I gotta stop saying what I think, but do you see that part of the problem, or part of the reason that the world needs a book like yours so much, is kind of an instant gratification, where it's an issue that everybody wants their success and their happiness to be complete like 30 seconds from now. And then you go through this process where folks realize that that's not possible. So some of them kind of give up, you know, they give up on that dream of having what they want and reaching points that they want. I love this concept of daily milestones of working towards that. I think it kind of rebuilds patience back into our society. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the first step in achieving dreams is understanding your why. You know, I talk about the rule of 3D, which is desire plus determination equals dreams. And that being said, the biggest key in that is knowing what your why is. Why do you want this dream? Of what is going to push you to the point where there's nothing to stop you from getting it? And once you can establish your why, then you fall into place with your determination and the steps to go in place every day to make sure that that why is so important that you're going to do what it takes to reach that. And, you know, people have to realize, first of all, you have to understand your past successes to know what success is like in the future. You have to look at what you're successful in now, what you were successful in yesterday, and setting these small little goals on a daily basis that you can accomplish, you get a sense of success on a daily basis. But once you understand what success is and what it feels like, it's kind of like a drug, and you want more of it. And once you know how to get it, you're going to do things in your life every day to make sure you have that feeling when you wake up in the next morning. And you're absolutely right. It's not about, you know, I want to be rich tomorrow, and, you know, if I'm not rich in 30 days, then I'm going to give up on the plan. It's about properly planning previously so that on a daily basis, you do feel that success and you're not getting overwhelmed. And it's setting your proper expectations and knowing what it takes to get there. You know, you can be rich today if you go and win the lottery, but you can't depend on that. You know, you have to depend on the things that you can control in life, and knowing, you know, if I don't hit the lottery today, but I'm successful in my relationship, I'm successful financially because I saved, you know, X amount of dollars on buying the right thing, or I didn't buy something today, and that saved me. And that's what it's really about.
Yeah, and I know I couldn't envision when I started this conversation with you that I was going to agree with you so much. I kind of get contradictory sometimes, but I can't with you. That I agree 100%. Our society has gotten away from that so much and gotten into, you know, and I think some of it goes with this, our obsession with celebrities, and we see what they have, and we want it right now. And then 6 months later, it still hasn't happened. So many people kind of give up and settle, you know, and it's almost like they abandon the American dream, which for 200 plus years has been, you know, working day to day to day to get to this point that you want to. I love this daily milestone concept to get people back to that mindset of don't give up just because you're not exactly where you want to be right now. Live that American dream. Take those steps to get there. It's a great concept in the book.
Absolutely, and I do appreciate it. Like they say, Rome was not built in a day. And, you know, if you live by that concept and know that it takes time, and if you talk to any celebrity that's out there, you know, even the quote-unquote overnight celebrities, the work and the initiatives they put behind getting to where they're at is the things that you don't see. You only see the success. You only see when they're on top. But the years, the hours, the time that they put into their craft to make them who they are is the part that we all have to realize that you must go through in order to be great. We only respect people that are great, that put in the effort to become great. Greatness is, you're not born with greatness. You're not, you know, you have to work on it. And it's only through hard work and dedication and determination that you eventually see a great outcome as success. You have to put in the work, and it's about not overwhelming yourself. You know, you don't start on a journey to travel around the world with 1,000 pounds on your back. You know, you take what you need for the first week or first 2 weeks or first month, and then you refill your bag. You can't put it all in there at one time and travel around the world. It starts with one step, and you have to say, I can make it for a week first, and I'll figure out how I'm going to do the next week and the next week and the next week. And that's the concept behind it, and the concept of why you like it is because it's a little bit at a time. A journey starts with the first step, and once you plan out what you're going to do with your second step, then your journey is now a mission.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I could agree with you more. Let's go back to the – you said something about the first step is figuring out why you want this, why you want this definition. Talk a little bit more about that because I think that's huge too. I think that there's some people, maybe I would say a lot of people in the United States at least, and probably worldwide, that have this goal of what they think will make them happy. And I sometimes doubt if they've really put the thought process into, you know, is the Escalade really what I want, or is the big house really what, you know, or why do I want that? And then the flip side of the whole conversation we've had is people that get to that point and then still really aren't happy, because right. they didn't do that first step that you talked about of why do I want that? Is that, am I on the right track there with that discussion?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That why will motivate you when the times are rough, and that would excel you when the times are good. Your why is the reason, you know, behind the dream. You can accomplish things that you think you may want in life and desire in life, but once you get there, you're absolutely right. You realize this is not what you wanted, and that's because you didn't think it all the way through. Your why wasn't as great as you probably thought it was, because if it was, then you would know happiness. You would realize happiness because you've accomplished what you've always wanted to. Now, you're absolutely right. A big house, someone may get a big house or a fancy car and then realize they don't want the payments behind it. You want the car without the payments to have the job to pay for the payments. So there's certain things that people miss. They see the end result and don't realize the work that it takes. I always, I would tell people it's like an ant. You know, you see an ant sees a huge piece of food that they want to get, and they realize that, you know, I can't carry this food on my own. I need a colony, you know, to carry this food back into our nest, our den. But it takes everyone. It takes a lot of effort and work to get that food where you need to get it so that you can survive through the times that you need to. And that ant knows one thing. They know that why. They know that they have to move this, and the reason they have to move it is so they can survive. And that's why they need to get it to where they need to get it. And that's why they can carry 10 times more than their own body weight, because their why is so great. Human beings have a greater sense of why, because we can control our destinies based on how we think. And if we know why in life, there's nothing to stop you that will tell you you can't, because your why is so big. The Wright brothers had a great why. They wanted to fly. They wanted to shorten transportation. Edison had a great why. He wanted to bring light to the world and harness this electricity. Every great person in this world had a why that was so big, it was bigger than them and bigger than everything that they were doing around and everybody that was around them.
I love that. I love the ant analogy, because the other thing is the ant sees that giant piece of whatever food, and they have to carry what really looked to us like insignificant bits of it back, even though it's 10, right. It's, you know, and it takes thousands of trips, and then all of a sudden, poof, they got exactly what they wanted and exactly what they needed. And I think that, you know, I think the first 200 years of this country, Everyone was in kind of in sync with that. You know, that people just kind of pounded it out and kept that goal in mind and knew exactly what they wanted and realized that their day to day, responsibility was to go after that goal as opposed to just sitting and wanting to have that goal and thinking it was an insurmountable task. I've written a lot of blog posts over the last 6 years trying to, if I had a time machine, I need to go back and have this conversation with you 6 years ago, because a lot of my blog posts would be a lot shorter because you're making it easier to explain. So you, great backstory on the book. You write the book. How long has the book been published?
The book has been published for, I would say, the last 2-3 months.
Awesome. It's a fairly new
book. The goal was to have it available and ready prior to the holiday season, because I thought it would be a great gift for people, not just for the holidays, but for the new year. People tend to want to go in a different direction or change their lives when New Year's comes around. So I wanted to have a tool in place for them to use, at least to start the year off on a good foot and know that the path that they're going on and a path that they're traveling is the right path that they need to be on.
So on your website, oh, awesome. You buy the hard copy book on Lulu. So are you self-published completely?
Yes, the entire book is self-published. I also have on, if you go to the website, you'll also see a page-a-day calendar. So it goes right along with the book. There's a quote for every day of the year. So that's something you can put on your desk. You know, I know people that like, you know, teachers and whatnot, but that like to have calendars on their desk. So it goes right along with your daily routines that you're doing. It takes 2 minutes out of your day, you know, and my philosophy is, if I can put a smile on your face or change your attitude and take a negative and make it into a positive, you know, with reading something so short, then I would do that for everyone in the world every day, and tomorrow the world would be a better place. So that page a day calendar is available on there as well. And yes, I'm completely self-published. And I will continue to be so until they waves his hand in another direction.
Till the big publisher walks in with a big check, right? I hear you, man. I
can't depend on it.
No, absolutely. You're doing it. You're making things happen. The self-publishing concept is, to me, one of the coolest things. That if there's so many people out there that have wisdom and entertainment and knowledge that they could put on paper, that I want to read. I don't want some publisher behind a desk deciding if I get access to that information or not. I love the self-publishing concept. So your website is a mile a day, literally just all written out, a mile a day. There's a buy now on there. You look like you've got all that. You got iBook, Nook, Kindle, and then the hard copy covered, as well as the calendar and t-shirt there on your buy section. Tell people when they get this book, because you said this isn't a, and I'm bad. Like, I get a book and I'm usually done with it 3 or 4 hours later. You know, especially a book that I'm excited about, but that's not necessarily the concept behind this book. Is that right?
No. No, you could read it from front to back, but you wouldn't get everything out of it as you should. It's written, there are 9 chapters in the beginning. The first 9 chapters, they're short chapters, but they go and they talk about the basic principles of 3D, desire, determination, and dreams. And then after that, there's a quote for every day of the year. So you go into and you read it one quote a day. And the reason being is because nowadays, with society as it is, we are bombarded with media in every format, everywhere we can get it all the time. And one thing that I've learned, and I took this out from the trick book of Twitter, is knowing that small pieces and small tidbits of information given over a longer time period is more impactful than me putting all these concepts down in a book, because the reason being is you can't take a chapter of a book and tell me, you can only summarize that chapter and give me what you got out of that chapter, but you could be missing a ton of more information that you're not telling me about that chapter in that book. But if I give you 5 sentences, you could probably recite them word for word and give me back the same meaning that the author put behind those few sentences. And that's the reason that it's broken down on a daily basis, as opposed to trying to tackle life within, you know, 300 pages of a book in 12 chapters.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that concept too. I've actually had a couple of other books that were meant to read, you know, on a weekly basis, one other one on a daily basis after actually. I love that concept. You know, I kind of have a place on my bedside for something that I need to pop up in the morning and read and check out. And I think your book will fit really well right there on the bedside. Again, folks, it's amileaday.com. That's probably the best single way to get them to learn more about you, find your book, get access to that stuff. Is that correct, Joseph?
Yes, that is.
Okay. We've got a link to it on Cody Talks right underneath this episode. Really cool conversation, man. I'm not 100% sure that, I'm not going to have to beg you to come back on again sometime and really just discuss the concept, because I talk a lot on my show and on my blog about I think the American dream is to be ever evolving. I think that's the ultimate freedom that we have in America, as opposed to not all other countries, but some other countries that, you can literally wake up each day, and make your situation, your status quo a little better before the sun goes down that night. And I think that's the way that people have to approach it, as opposed to this instant gratification society that we've kind of created, that really all it accomplishes is crushing people's dreams because they think they're going to have it 30 minutes from now instead of something that, you know, may in fact take 30 years, but it's worth it when you get there.
Absolutely. And Cody, I like to say, you know, first and foremost, thanks for having me. And I would love to come back anytime that I'm invited to talk to you and your guests about any of the philosophies that I have in my book and anything else, definitely about the American dream and dreams in general and how to reach those.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much for being on. We kind of used you as a test pilot for our Web Only Wednesday theory here. But I think that I'm going to try and get you scheduled on the regular show on Sundays too. And I just, you know, I want to do another show with you where we're still going to plug the book, but I want it to be more of kind of a philosophical conversation.
Absolutely.
About this concept as well. And I think you've just become one of my authorities. I don't really know anything about anything. I'm just really good at surrounding myself with smart people, man.
Well, that means you know something, and you know a lot more than a lot of others, man. And I would enjoy it anytime you invite me. I'll be here.
All right, man. Thanks for your time. We're going to shut it down here, but I appreciate you being on. And for those of you listening, it'll be up live, archived on the internet and on the podcast. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CodyTalks or on Twitter. We're Cody Talks as well, and this will be up available for podcast download or video archive in about an hour on CodyTalks.com. Author Joseph Leger, it's amileaday.com. Awesome conversation, man. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Cody. You have a good one.
Joseph, you still there?